Good morning. We are speaking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Monday. Good morning and Happy New Year, Ken.
Happy New Year.
Well, as we start this new year, the issue of cold and freezing temperatures, certainly Arctic air moving into the region as we speak, and Governor Andrew Cuomo calling for getting the homeless folks off the streets when it comes to freezing weather, and certainly some reaction from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on this, and you are covering this in the paper today.
Yeah, the governor on Sunday signed an executive order that would require that when temperatures hit freezing, that localities would have to make sure that the people living on the streets get to a sheltered environment, either voluntarily or involuntarily. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's been feuding with the governor, says they don't really have the power to do it, that they already have plans in place when the weather gets cold to reach out to homeless people on the streets, but that they can't force them into shelter legally. The governor says they believe they can if they are mentally ill and that they could be taken in for an evaluation to put them in on, you know, involuntarily. He says if people want to sue against the civil right, then they can sue, but he's willing to take the legal challenge.
Exclusive story you have about a big rally today, a massive rally for the $15 an hour statewide minimum wage.
Yeah, there's going to be a rally. The governor is going to kick off the 2016 campaign. It's a top priority for him to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The campaign itself is being spearheaded by powerful union 1199, the healthcare workers union. It's going to be held at their offices. It's going to involve different unions and workers who would be affected. And the governor will give a speech there. He's expected to also say that he is automatically imposing the raising of the minimum wage for state university workers.
Finally, it's not only U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara that's watching corruption in Albany.
No, expect more scandals in 2016 after two of the top legislative leaders were convicted of felony corruption charges in 2015. Not only does U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara still have ongoing probes, but the State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Officer has already issued, since her office began in 2014, 11 cases for criminal prosecution that she's referred to either the Attorney General's office or local district attorneys. On top of that, you've got Nassau County District Attorney Madeline Singus looking into the travel records of all state lawmakers in Nassau County. It may not be as big headlines, but certainly the corruption hits could keep coming in 2016.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.